On today's New Year's edition of 23's The Mic, we preview a giant Week 17 with many playoff implications in the NFL, and we'll also preview the college football playoff. Lots to get into, so let's go! Is the mic, everybody. It is a New Year's edition of the show. Happy New Year. Goodbye to 2020, a crazy and ridiculous year that it was. I'm your host, Nadeem Niz. You can find me on Instagram at NadeemN22 and on Twitter at TheDreamN22. Follow 23 is the mic's Instagram page at 23 is the mic. And we are available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify. So real quickly, a lot to get into on today's show. We have crazy news, a lot of matchups, and a lot at stake this weekend. We'll start with a college football shout out to my Oklahoma Sooners who defeated the Florida Gators. It was in the Cotton Bowl Classic, 55-20. Oklahoma had 648 yards of offense, a Cotton Bowl Classic record. And it was led by a crazy rushing attack of 435 yards, another record. The defense intercepted Heisman finalist Kyle Trask three times in the first quarter. Kyle Trask, don't know what you're doing playing in this game because it did not help your draft stock. And unfortunately, this game doesn't really mean anything in the long run, but the Oklahoma Sooners have their first bowl win under Lincoln Riley, and now the 2021 season is probably having some national championship expectations for the Sooners. We have some great matchups with the college football playoff that kicks off today. It is the Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And then the rematch everyone is looking forward to, the Clemson Tigers versus the Ohio State Buckeyes. A lot of animosity you can tell in this game as Dabo Swinney, the coach of the Clemson Tigers, rated Ohio State as the number 11 team in his coaches poll, his personal coaches poll. He put the Ohio State Buckeyes at number 11. This is a fuel under the fire that the Ohio State staff and players have acknowledged. And let's see if this propels them, because right now I think Ohio State had the best chance, and you know, you could really pretty legitimately say they got robbed last year in that semifinal game. This time looking to avenge that loss, and Justin Fields is looking to come off of a disappointing performance against the Northwestern Wildcats in the Big Ten championship game where he threw two interceptions. Looked pretty mediocre, nothing special for a guy that was slated before last week as being the number two pick in the draft. Now mock drafts have Zach Wilson ahead of him, so we'll see what happens with Justin Fields. And I think this is a really important game for him, especially for his pro career, where he goes, his draft stock, and also to see what he does with adversity, because the best thing you can learn from a college football player, the best test is to see how they come back from an adverse performance like he had last week against Northwestern. Meanwhile, on the flip side, you have projected number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence of the Clemson Tigers, looking to do exactly what they did last year and beat the Ohio State Buckeyes in the semifinal. That game is tomorrow, as well as the Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Notre Dame, one of the feel-good stories of the year. That controversial number four spot that they took up in the selection show a couple weeks back. Some teams that were fighting for it were Texas A&M and the Oklahoma Sooners. Well, yesterday, the Oklahoma Sooners looked pretty damn good and looked like they could probably be that number four team. Let's see if the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are up to the task or if this might just be a blowout. We haven't really seen many competitive semifinal games between the one and the four seed. So my predictions are, I think that the Crimson Tide will have their way with the Fighting Irish and they'll win that game by a final of 41-14. And I'm rooting for Ohio State, but I have to, if I'm going with my heart, I'll go with the Buckeyes, but with my head, I'm going with the Clemson Tigers over the Buckeyes by a final score of 35-21. I think their team is just better this year, especially due to the fact that Ohio State hasn't had the reps that it needed, as it only played six games during the season, had to get that eligibility rule changed for them to participate in that Big Ten championship game. Now moving on to the NFL, this weekend is going to be a wild one. First and foremost, the Bears somehow have clawed their way back into the playoff picture. The Bears take on the Packers, who are vying for that number one seed, so it's not going to be a resting Packers starter team. It's going to be a crazy game. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in this game. He is probably the favorite for the MVP right now. The Packers are vying for that number one seed that they currently hold, and then with a win, they would secure that number one seed. The Bears are riding a really good streak of four games where they've scored over 30 points in each of their last four games. It's the first time that has happened in a while, since I think 1975, which is some time to think about. The Packers, however, have done that twice this year, so it only puts into perspective how bad the Bears' offense was with Nick Foles under center. And Matt Nagy, this could be him coaching for his job right now. There have been reports that Matt Nagy is going to return to the team next year, and maybe that's not the worst decision in the world. I think they have to get rid of Ryan Pace for sure, but the Bears should have Matt Nagy returning next year, and maybe Mitchell Trubisky. He's playing great football. Like, I got to be honest with you, as much of a Trubisky pessimist and a critic as I am, Trubisky's playing great football. Mind you, these are some really easy matchups against the Lions, against the Texans, the Jaguars, and the Vikings. He has certainly balled out, and we've seen this 3-1 kind of schedule that the Bears have done in their last four games, this little run that they have. So a couple big things to watch in this game is going to be the Bears pass offense versus the Packers pass defense. Now, like I said, the last four games, Lions, Texans, Vikings, and Jags, these are all bad teams. Especially in the case of the Lions, the Texans, and the Jaguars, those are all bottom-tier defenses. The Vikings have been middle of the pack at best this year, all teams with losing records. So it remains to be seen if Mitch Trubisky can do this against a good team. Now, the Bears are a lot more balanced on offense in the last this whole season. They actually have the 14th ranked passing attack, which is really surprising at 213 yards per game. And while that does seem a little mediocre, we'll see how the Bears do against the Packers' secondary. The Packers have some dogs on their secondary, I'll be honest with you. Jaire Alexander, probably the best corner in the game right now. Josh Jackson has been playing pretty well. Kevin King is decent as well, but Darnell Savage has emerged as one of the better safeties in the game. The Packers can be exposed, however, through their linebacking core. They are missing Blake Martinez like crazy this year. They have the Smith brothers on the outside of the defensive line, so they have a passing attack that can exploit this Bears weak offensive line. So we'll see if David Montgomery can continue his hot streak and get going as well. Another huge, huge advantage that the Bears will have in this game is that the Bears are ranked fourth in the league in terms of rushing yards allowed. They allow about 74.9 per game. So it's going to be up to Aaron Rodgers to exploit this Bears defense, and we'll see how he does against that defense. This game is going to be come down to the wire. If the Bears can ride this wave, this hot wave that they're running right now, I think they have a good chance in this game. But the Packers have too much to play for. Aaron Rodgers is playing too good of a ball, and I think the Packers will win this game by a final score of 31-21. All right, moving on to the other huge matchups that are also have effects on this Bears game. If the Arizona Cardinals lose to the Los Angeles Rams, then their season is over and the Bears will make the playoffs. Even if the Bears lose, they will still make the playoffs if the Cardinals lose. Now, Earlier in the week, it was reported that Kyler Murray would be out with a lower leg injury, and Jared Goff would be sidelined because he had surgery on his thumb. Kyler Murray has since then come out and said he is playing. The Cardinals are playing for their playoff lives right now. They come into this game favored by 3.5 points. The Cardinals need to win to get into the playoffs, or their entire season will have been an utter collapse, and it'll be due to Cliff Kingsbury running a bad offense. And he's not, I don't know, I don't understand the hype with Cliff Kingsbury. He's never been a good coach. He's never been a good coach. And he's been hyped up and propped up. He got the job at USC after performing under 500 at Texas Tech. He got the job as the offensive coordinator, only to have a vacant role in the Arizona head coaching position filled by him right after he got that job. So he wasn't even with USC for a full game. And somehow he gets this job at Arizona, and you just question as to whether or not he had the credentials to do it. He's a good-looking guy, and a good-looking white guy can pretty much get anything he wants in this world, I guess, because Steve Wilks had an abysmal year with the Cardinals with Josh Rosen under center. They bring in Cliff Kingsbury, who has proved nothing. He's not a good coach. This year, especially with the talent that they had on offense, they should be performing so much better. Even with Kyler getting hurt for those three games, they should have been winning these games, man. They should have beat the Rams 2 weeks ago. They should have had a much better outing last week and against the 49ers. And it's just sad. And like, Kyler Murray could be so much better with a better coach. Some of the decisions that Cliff Kingsbury has made, the field goal attempts that he's kind of botched in this game and in the others, just not running the ball down and kicking the ball on second down in overtime. There are just a number of events and a number of decisions that Cliff Kingsbury has made that are just straight head scratchers. And maybe a more competent coach could have done there and done a better job. Maybe as an offensive coordinator, he could be a guru of some sort. But as a head coach, like, these offensive gurus, unless you're Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, these offensive gurus don't get it done. Even like Kevin Stefanski, he has been solid, but the defense is lacking. And that's due to injuries, and I'm sure. But a defensive-minded coach like Brian Flores, who has a decent offense when Ryan Fitzpatrick is in, his defense really answers the bell week in and week out. So the Rams will be starting John Wolford. They also signed Blake Bortles to be the backup in this game. That's going to be an issue for sure. And I think that the Arizona Cardinals are going to come out winning this game and make the playoffs. And that would mean that the Bears do not make the playoffs. And that would be really unfortunate. It would not be, however, a disappointment because of the fact that Matt Nagy, after giving away play calling duties, has really guided this team to look good against bad teams. I mean, it is what it is. They're not a good team. This isn't a good football team that the Bears have. But if you're a decent middle of the pack, maybe 15 to 20 range team, and you're beating bad teams, that's all you can ask for. You know, I mean, they've been putting up numbers against these bad teams. 41 points against the Jaguars, 37 points against the Texans. They've been doing well. Props to Matt Nagy for turning it around and getting it done. And he deserves a chance to come back next year. Mitch Trubisky, this is a huge game for him. He's on this hot streak after coming back against bad teams. Let's see if he can keep this rolling against finally a good team. Now, the other side of the story, the other side of the coin, you have the Cleveland Browns playing for their playoff lives against the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is no reason for the Browns to lose this game. If they lose this game, you can consider this season a huge disappointment. They shut down their practice facility due to a COVID contact tracing, and three or more players have tested positive for COVID. That's star cornerback Denzel Ward, tight end Harrison Bryant, and linebacker Malcolm Smith. This is a big issue for the Browns because their secondary cannot afford to take more losses than it already has. And it is a huge issue because they need these guys. Sendejo, their safety, who hasn't played well all year, and Carl Joseph have also been placed on the COVID list on Tuesday. And they need to win on Sunday to make the playoffs. If they do not win and the Colts beat the Jaguars, then they are out of the playoffs. And this is a huge issue, especially due to the fact that the Steelers are giving them this game basically because they're starting Mason Rudolph. If the Browns can win this game, they're in the playoffs. Baker Mayfield is in the playoffs. And we're hoping for that, obviously, as diehard Baker Mayfield fan I am on this show, who is playing out of his mind. Last week almost willed this team to a win. Unfortunately, he had three fumbles, but I mean, he threw the ball 50-plus times for the first time all season. The run game was not working. He didn't have any wide receivers. He was dealing with practice squad guys that he had a walkthrough with in the parking lot before the game, just before the game, hours before the game. So, I mean, there's not much you can do in that period of time. So, we'll see if the Browns can beat the Steelers. I think they will by a final of 28-17. And, yeah, other than that, the other playoff implications, the Chiefs have wrapped up the one seed. The Saints and the Seahawks are vying for that number one seed. If the Bears beat the Packers and the Seahawks win, they'll be the number one seed. So there's a lot to play for still in this league. So next week we'll have a comprehensive breakdown of the playoff matchups after we find out the results from Sunday's games. And we'll look ahead to the national championship after we find the outcome, if we find out the outcome of the games in the college football playoff. Thanks everyone for listening. Have a great New Year's Day. And yeah, you can find us at 23 is the mic on Instagram. I'm at NadeemN22 on Instagram and at TheDreamN22 on Twitter. We have some new exciting content coming for you guys in 2021. Really excited to share a new show, perhaps. New guests, maybe a whole panel. We'll see. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of 23 is the mic. Love you guys.